Red Raiders and at Chris Level on Twitter. He's the publisher of at Red Raiders Sports. Hello, Chris. Good morning.
Gentlemen, how are we doing this morning on this lovely Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. We're doing great and getting ready for it. What's your? I'm sure you're heading down here to Austin for the big game Friday night. How will that impact your Thanksgiving plan?
Well, yeah, we won't get a holiday. I think I've got to be at the football facility tomorrow at about 10:30 or 11, and I think wheels up. I don't know, 12:30 or 1, something like that. So that's just part of it, man. People like sports around the holidays, but those of us that are in it, man, you gotta sacrifice a little bit. So no holiday for me. So my family will do without me, but it's part of it.
Part of it. Hey, how would you describe this team this year? I mean, you watch them play, and you've seen them up close every game. It's just changed so much. It's like a chameleon based on quarterbacks and styles, and wanted to be one thing but had to shift to another. How would you describe this year for Joey McGuire?
Yeah, as you guys know, there were some expectations for this team. I don't know if anybody expected them to win the league or anything, but I think there was a lot of expectations that they would be a contender for it. And it just, you're sitting there at 1-3 and at 3-5 at one point, and just been in, and it's an excuse, yes, but, your quarterback issues just a bit of a nightmare. And it's everybody around here knows that all too well. I think this is the sixth or seventh year in a row that you've had to start three different quarterbacks in the season. Really, I guess maybe since either Pat Mahomes or the year after he left. I mean, it's hard to win that way. I mean, it just is. With that aside, though, they've competed. They've been in games. They've started to, as you guys talked about, kind of changed who they are a little bit and really running the ball and doing some different things, winning games with some defense, specifically red zone defense, and been really good on special teams. So it's been kind of, in a way, it's been kind of fun as it's gone along to see them kind of change who they are, like you said, and grind away at it. And, you won a game, in Lawrence when it's scoring 16 points. You won a game last week at home scoring 24. I mean, these are just not point totals that would have won games in a decade plus around here. But they're figuring out ways to do that and still win. And so that's kind of fun to see. But they're playing good right now. Their quarterback is, Baron Morton's starting to feel a bit better, and he's still dinged up. So that's been part of their issue too. I'm sure kind of like Quinn Ewers is still battling back from that AC joint issue.
Hey, Chris, let's talk about Taj Brooks, because I think another one of the added benefits of going more run heavy is that Taj Brooks is a very special player, one of the best running backs in the country. Talk about his ascent and talk about how they utilize and weaponize him. What are their favorite run concepts with Taj Brooks?
I think everybody thought he would have a good year around here, but I don't think anybody was expecting this, because I just don't think – I thought you maybe leaned to more throwing it as much as you'd ran it. But they quickly found out that this O-line with a lot of new pieces on it and also kind of battling some injuries was just better at run blocking and kind of getting him going downhill and changing and running some gap schemes and things like that. The one knock on Taj is that he doesn't have like this breakaway speed. That's the one criticism you can offer up. Other than that, he's good at everything that you ask a running back to do. He breaks tackles. He doesn't take negative plays. He's amazing in pass pro and all those kinds of things that they ask a running back to do. He's been very durable. If anything, they were criticized for not handing it to him enough early on in the season as they were trying to figure out this is what they were good at. And it's just been fun to watch him. He's a lunch pail guy, I mean, he's just one of those guys that's a really, really good college player and probably has played his way into the next level and is going to get a chance. And he's kind of been an identity of sorts. I don't know if you're going to have much luck with that Friday night, but I think that's why you're going to have to throw the ball. But he's been kind of, in a way, the face of your program as you've kind of got things turned around.
You just said it. I mean, Texas is you're kind of banging your head against the wall trying to run against Texas. Pretty much everybody held Iowa State to 9 rushing yards last week with their big guys up front. But Baron Morton has, since he's gotten back and healthy, he's good with the quick passing game. And those in-breaking routes and those plays have given Texas defense trouble. Do you expect to see maybe more of that this week with some quick passes to kind of set up some run plays for Sage Brooks down the road?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think Baron is a very talented player. He's been dealing with shoulder issues since he initially came in at the game in West Virginia, which is we're going on 5 or 6 weeks. There's been some weeks where he just does not practice at all, and I think they've been trying to just keep him fresh. I think some days the arm strength is there, other days it's just not, as he kind of battles through this. But, yeah, they know it. He looked good last week, threw the ball way down the field against Central Florida. And I think, yeah, you're going to have to. And that's obviously, where maybe there's a one weakness on paper anyway with Texas is being able to throw the ball a little bit. And that may be Taj Brooks' best friend is some of that down the field passing game or just getting rid of the ball quick. And they, I knew you guys used the word weaponize a second ago, but may get Taj Brooks the ball in the passing game some too, just kind of do some different things with him, trying to get him the ball in different ways. Is it, running right up the middle, maybe not be your best bet, but I think throwing the ball is what's going to help that the most. And really you have no choice. You're going to have to go, go beat this team. If you can try, you can't be conservative. You're going to have to take some chances. You're going to have to be aggressive. And with that comes throwing the ball down the field a little bit and seeing if you can get some things going that way and maybe get into your tempo stuff. But, again, all easier said than done.
That's a good point there, Chris. Hey, Chris, I want to ask you about the defense because, part of this new philosophy for Tech is a more complementary brand of football. And they're playing better defense for Texas Tech. Talk about the defense. What do they do? What's the strengths and the weaknesses of this defense?
Yeah, Tim DeRuiter, I mean, he's been around the state, coached at A&M for several years and obviously came from Oregon. And he's a guy that just changes the looks up all the time. They've got a lot of experience. It's funny, they're that side of the ball, they've either got a ton of fifth and sixth year seniors or true freshmen. There's not a lot of, sophomore, junior type guys that are playing. It's all either really old and really good college players or brand new kids. Some at corner, some at kind of that hybrid position around the line, some at defensive end, one at safety on occasion. And so it's been kind of fascinating to watch the really old and the really young kind of mesh together. But where they weren't very good initially was in the red zone, just trying to keep teams off the scoreboard. And that's really in this three-game winning streak that they're on, that's really where they've been a lot better, is just keeping teams off the scoreboard once they get to the red zone or holding them to field goals and things like that. And as teams start to go forward on fourth down, they've turned away a few teams and stopped some fourth downs in the red zone. But that's really where they've kind of been better. And, again, it comes down to takeaways, that they were not doing that. You go look at their – let's see, the Kansas State loss, the BYU loss, and the Oregon loss. Three games that you were in a position to win. You led two of those games. You were leading Oregon and Kansas State by double digits at some points in the second half of those games. But the turnover ratio in those three games, you gave it away 11 times and had zero takeaways. And you just, you can't win that way. Some of that has to do with QB injuries and what you were having to do. And you had a third-string quarterback playing in Provo on a Saturday night, not ideal. But the flip side is you couldn't take it away. And that's that compounded the problem, and they've started to mix some of those in, and I think they're doing a good job, with some interceptions and things like that on the back end with Adrian Taylor Dimerson, who's a really, really good player, and so we'll see if they can, get a few of those Friday night.
He is Chris Level, the publisher of Red Raider Sports. Hey, the health of Jalen Hutchins, I saw him last week kind of go off the field, look like a pretty serious injury. Is he going to be okay in the play? He's such a critical player on that defensive front.
They feared that, but it's not, thankfully.
Good
for him. It was tough to – those guys, senior day, and he's meant so much to this program and just kind of a face of the program in some ways, too, of just, been here for 5 or 6 years and elected to come back and try to finish this thing up. And, on the senior day, you don't see a guy go down ever, but especially that day. But he didn't finish the game. I think they feared it, but he was on the sideline, and I think he'll be okay. I don't know if he'll be 100%. But yeah, he's going to, I think, give it a go and should be okay to play Friday night, thankfully, because you need all hands on deck here.
Yeah, against the seventh-ranked team in the country. Last thing for me, Chris, you mentioned their special teams are real good. We're looking at all phases here. Longhorns have been good there too, but what have they especially been good for from your eyes on the specialty units?
There's really, I mean, I think they have one of the best punters in the country. Their field goal kicker has made a ton of pressure kicks lately. It's kind of a fascinating, you know, side note with this particular game is I know Texas has got some, you know, big-time specialists as well. Their field goal kicker's made 14 in a row and really good punter and an elite returner. You've returned a kickoff for a touchdown this year. You've had a punt return for a touchdown this year. You block an extra point last week to win a game. It's been kind of, you know, fun in this new identity of their team, if you will. That's been a phase where they've been better than most teams, and they've won games this way or helped them win games. And I'll be interested to see kind of that aspect of this game, you know, Friday night, which I'm guessing a lot of people maybe won't talk about. But that there's going to be a play or two in this game from a special team standpoint, and if you get an advantage there, that could be the difference.
Good stuff.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it. That's the full overview we needed right there to head into the Thanksgiving weekend. And we appreciate Chris Level at Red Raider Sports, the publisher, of course. You can find it on and him on Twitter. That's where all the good stuff is, at Chris Level, L-E-V-E-L. Hey, Chris, we appreciate it. We'll check in later down the line here when talk some basketball, some baseball as we get closer to those things too. But thanks for the visit, and happy Thanksgiving and holiday weekend, even though you won't be able to be with your family tomorrow. But we appreciate the conversation.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, you bet, fellas. You guys have some turkey and dressing and some good pie for me tomorrow. And keep hope alive. We'll see you this weekend.